Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Oh, my goodness. I am telling you, I'm so excited about having multiple conversations with somebody I both admire. And I've often thought about this every time I listen to a show or listen to what he's doing or what he's saying, what they are doing out in the world. I think, holy, I've got to be them when I grow up. I just have to be them when I grow up. And I think about the level of, let's just say it, commitment to being oneself that Brandon Foster exudes. Now, how do you get to be that? How do you get to be this person that creates a show called Confident AF? We're going to tell you all about that. But then how do you live up to being the person that does that show? And what is it that we can learn from the message that they bring forward today, how Brandon brings it forward, and what he is so absolutely determined and committed to being, becoming, and altering in this world. Brandon, it's so great to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to be talking about how do you become confident AF, right? We're going to talk about that today, right?
Absolutely. Super excited to be here. Talk to you, Dr. P.
No way. Look it. I want to start out by this. People look at me, I get all sorts of weird questions, and I'm sure you do too. So we show up like this. We seem like we are too, right? Too cool to fool. We got it going on. We've always been like this. And I got to tell you, that is so far from the truth of who I used to be. I can't even begin to tell you. But I wanted to ask you about this. When did confidence become to matter to you in your life? Can you pinpoint that second in time?
Yes. I wasn't sure that I could because I'm like, oh gosh, where is this question going? I don't think this was on the leading question sheet, Dr. P.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so exciting because they should tell you she may not ask you those questions.
Oh no, yeah. They told me that too. So I fully expected like to go off the script completely, but we'll just go off the script the whole time. Why not? yes, I do remember it. It was when I ran away to join the circus as a clown. Because here's the thing, and confidence is knowing in your capabilities and abilities. Well, this is my definition of confidence, okay? And I've kind of taken the Webster or the American Dictionary, whatever you want to call it, and kind of just kind of morphed it into more of like, because I talk about it all the time. But one, it's knowing in your capabilities and abilities. And I love the word knowing, because knowing is, there's no doubt, like there's no questioning, like you know, right? And the other one, I believe in confidence, is knowing that God, the universe has your back, which is a huge piece of confidence that so many people miss. And because of that, we all have unexplainable desires that are leading us in our lives that if we're just listening to friends or family or practical people or whatever, it makes absolute zero sense. However, if we just trust our heart and know that desires are from the divine, that they're safe guidance for us, right? Amazing things can happen. So yeah. For me personally, I went to Ringling Brothers Circus when I was 5 years old. Do not ask me why I love the clowns. I just did. They were like live Looney Tunes cartoons or the Three Stooges just wearing more makeup than my mother. Okay. Like I just did. And so for the longest time, you know, so much of what our parents do is our parents' number one goal and priority is to, for majority, because I can't say all parents, not everybody is blessed with amazing situations and circumstances, but for most parents, they want to see their child thrive and they want them to be successful, which means being able to afford a living and have, you know, a resemblance of a well-adjusted or like just a good life kind of thing. And for a parent, you know, now I could see the fear of, oh my gosh, my child wants to be a clown. Like, how much are you making? Like, you're going to live on a train. You're going to go where? I'm going to see you once every 2 years. You can see why that would prey on all the fears of a maternal or paternal instinct would have. So I get from my parents' perspective where that came from. But the thing is, the desire never died, Dr. P. And so I remember, like, I did basically everything that I like could do to please my parents. That wasn't really what I wanted. So I went to college, got my degree in marketing from Texas A&M University, great university, made incredible, amazing friends. I spent more time doing leadership activities than I did actually studying. In fact, they even have an award called the Bookwire Spirit Award, which is based on school leadership. And they give that award to 25 seniors. That's it. Out of the whole entire senior class. And there's like, I don't know how many, it's like 5,000, 10,000 people graduate a year, whatever it is. And I was validated that all those B's instead of A's, I at least got the Bookwire Spirit Award. But I left that. And I remember, because what happened was, it was all worked out. Parents would pay for college, then they would pay for clown college. Like, that was the deal. And the clown college closed when I was in high school in 1997. So it was like, what do you do? So I was in college, my sophomore or junior year, my parents were paying my way, which was a huge blessing. And then they were like, I was like, I think I really want to be a circus clown. They're like, we are not paying all this money for you to become a circus clown. Either you drop the circus thing or, and you quit college, or you do the normal thing. So I was very scared and not confident at all in what that would lead to. And so I became a retail store manager. I went through the Kohl's manager and training program. I did very well. I mean, God loves and adores me. So I did very, very well. But I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
I wasn't satisfied. And the desire to be a clown was still there. And so, I mean, that was a hard decision because it's like, you know, you're going to make less money.
Yes.
You know that I was on track to be a store manager. It's supposed to take you 6 years. I was on track to do it in like 2.5 years.
That's right.
And so it's like all these things were like, this doesn't make sense. But I just knew in my heart, like, it was never going to die. Yeah. And so I did. I put in my stuff to the talent scout. I got invited to go do a live audition in San Antonio, Texas. I drove out the 5.5, 6 hours from Dallas area where I was, Dallas, Texas, and I did the audition, and then the talent scout liked to play mind games anyway. So he had me audition, and he, after the audition, I couldn't find him, and I found him. I go, Tim, how did the audition go? He goes, oh, I completely forgot you were auditioning tonight. Why don't you come back tomorrow and do it all over again? So I did. And then I got a contract, and I sold everything. I sold my car, sold everything in my apartment, and you can imagine telling your district manager and your regional manager, who's in charge of 75 stores, I'm resigning. Where are you going to? You going to another company and going to another job? I'm going to become a circus
Well, right. But you see, what I love about this, and let's just pull this together for everybody. First of all, Randy, thank you for sharing that story. You know, not only are you the host of a fabulous show, but you are a phenomenal coach. I love what's on your website. I love this. I've never been able to explain this, but you did it in three words: bigger changes faster. Very good. And so I love that what you're doing is you're really raising the bar on not only what people can expect in their lives, but what they can actually do in their lives. And, you know, coming out of this and getting ready to release a book, author of Confident AF Unleash Your Inner Badass, that's you. That's what you're doing. But you see what that story does? That story reminds us of what our potentiality is if we allow ourselves to be ourselves. And see, that's a part of confidence. We do not talk about that often. We just don't talk about it. You know what we talk about a lot? Confidence compromises. See, we don't call them that. I just made that up right now. But we talk about those compromises. Oh, Brandon, let me tell you what I thought I could become. You know, I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. But you know, what you're talking about is this word confidence that is a game changer or a showstopper. You could have allowed your life to stop. You could have done that. You didn't do that. But isn't that part, that experience, part of what makes you extraordinary to help people not step in to that confidence compromise bowl of you know what?
Yeah, well, I've always told people that nobody believed less in themselves than me.
I know the feeling.
I've always told people
that. I know
it. And you know, it's there's a lot of truth in that. Sometimes our biggest challenges turn into our biggest blessings and how we help other people and what we do. And for me, I got really tired of kindergarten confidence, right? Like the whole, I can do it, Jimmy. Like to me, that is such a bunch of BS. Like we're so past that.
I got expelled from kindergarten, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I wasn't going to bring that up, but you went there. So, all right, go ahead.
but it's like what you said, those things that we're asked to do. And I love your description of that. You know, kindergarten confidence are those things that you can really, I mean, I could see you in kindergarten, by the way, when you were just doing that. I just want to say, I could see you in there because I could see myself in there. And, you know, part of what you're talking about is there's a new level of confidence. There is, Sarah Maine wrote a book from a very spiritual perspective, from her mastery. She's a Sanskrit teacher. And so when she came out with conscious confidence, I just thought, there's nothing I'm going to learn from this. And I was so far from the truth of that, because you weave three things into what you just shared. And I want to just go back. One, you never let go of what was in your heart. Two, you talked about the God strength. You talked about, you know, how that too can guide us in so many ways. And the third thing is there was a lot of discoveries. It had to be some of those choices you made, Brandon. You know, we're kind of laughing about them, but I don't know. Like, I don't know what it would have been like for you, but you could not join the circus, could you?
No. And in fact, I remember when I was in high school, I remember working at the Gap, my first retail job. And the assistant manager was like, what are you going to do with your life? I'm like, oh, I'm going to go to a university, get my accounting degree, take over my dad's accounting firm. And then I would be like, and the circus is in town. And I'm so excited about the circus that I always wanted to be a clown. And I remember distinctly her saying, yeah, you're not doing that accounting thing. You're going to be a circus clown. And I'm like, no, like I'm mature. And like, I know what I want. And like, you know, I had all the labels, all the right things about it. And she was right, because your heart will not let go. And you don't. And the thing is, we feel like we owe people an explanation. We feel like we have to explain it. And the thing is it's not in their heart. So they're never going to understand. They're never going to feel what you feel inside of your heart. And I believe that God will always give you people who get it without getting it, which means they're not going to feel what you feel in your heart. but they're going to feel in their heart to support you because that's what God has placed on their heart to do.
Yeah. I want to ask you about this because in your upcoming book, I want to ask, I don't want you to give the whole thing away. Of course, that wouldn't make sense. But I am curious about this because you obviously have learned how to build that confidence muscle. You have. And I can't wait, you know, to hear how you transfer that knowledge to the rest of us, because who
very
doesn't
carefully.
Want very carefully? Thank you. And probably very powerfully. But that is so important to learn now in the world. I want to just ask you this question, because I don't think there's ever been a topic or a conversation that's been more important to share with the masses than this, because every day, especially given where we are in the social media world, the digital world, the TikTok, whatever the worlds are, every day there's an opportunity to take a hit on our confidence levels at very, very different places. Do you find that in the world we're living in now, I mean, did that inspire you to come out and say, wait a minute, I have something to tell you. I want to share this with you, because you can unleash your inner badass regardless of what your parents say, regardless of what the media says. Tell me about that.
That's a beautiful question. And I want to say three things about that. Number one is I don't believe anybody is ever truly confident. I believe that confidence is a muscle, like you said, that can always be grown and expanded on. And one of the things that I realized coaching CEOs, you know, 7-8-figure entrepreneurs and everything else, is they would, you know, ask them, like, are you confident? It's like, yeah, I am really, really confident. But they always had either conditional confidence, meaning if certain parameters were met, then they were confident they were going to hit their sales, right? But those parameters had to be met. Or they had conditional confidence, which is like, I'm confident that I can lead a team meeting and speak to my team, but I'm not confident in going and being a keynote speaker. So the idea that we either are confident or we're not confident, to me, is completely unfounded. I believe there's degrees of confidence. And I believe that our confidence can always be built and expanded upon. And I believe there's always areas where we are confident, or are more confident in and less confident in, based on our skills, our abilities, and what we've developed.
Yeah. Brendan, this is such an important conversation. And, you know, I think we all reflect upon it. You know, I remember somebody saying, you know, something to me many years ago, geez, I don't even know how long ago, is something about, you'll understand the importance of confidence when you understand that you're ruminating on what you have to lose. And to this day, I still don't understand what that statement means, but I get a feeling from it. And the feeling I get from it is, and this is my question, have you felt that the degree by which that muscle is built for you, and now that you're sharing it with the world, the degree by which that muscle is built helps us, allows us to step into our full potential so that we don't ruminate on what we have to lose, right? That even if we, quote, lose things, and you and I both have lost things, but it doesn't become the thing that runs our lives. Does confidence help us overcome life's challenges from where you sit?
Absolutely. And going back to kind of the earlier question of, and the idea of, like, what you lose if you're posting on social media or in disagreement with you, you can't lose what you know to be true about who you are. You can't. So that's impossible. Now, you can lose people, you can lose followers, you can lose things, but losing things is not the same as losing your identity and who you are and the truth of your character and your goodness. You can't lose. And I always say that because I'm actually in a season of growth. I'm in a season of change myself. And I love to give my coaching clients analogy of a snake shedding its skin.
Yeah.
And that as you grow, you shed your skin. And as you shed, some people don't like the bigger, better version of you and they fall away. Some people grow up with you. They shed their skin with you, which is a beautiful thing. And there's everything that's between that. Overcoming challenges, absolutely. You know, Jim Quick has an amazing book called Limitless. And in it, he talks about the confidence competence loop, right? Which yeah. Basically, if you've never read the book, it just says that you do a task and you increase your competence of the task, your ability to do it. And by increasing your confidence, knowing, right, increases. I feel, and I love you, Jim Quick, if you're listening to this, I feel like he left out a really important piece, which is courage. And a lot of people think you have to be confident before you do something new or before you do something scary in business or before you run away and join the circus. Confidence is really what's not required. Courage is what's required. Confidence is what feeds your next level of courage. So really, it's confidence is given to you after you do the thing that's scary. But the courage you have to face that fear and do the scary thing is given to you by your current level of confidence. So if you look at confidence as like, if you're looking at like videos, video games in different levels, okay, it's almost like your current level of confidence is going to boost you to have the courage to play the next level, even though you've never done the next level before. But it's actually courage that's required to do that level. And then after you finish that level and you defeat the boss or the villain or whoever it is, now you have a newfound confidence to face bigger villains or bigger giants or bigger challenges. So when we think about how confidence allows us to overcome challenges in our lives, confidence is basically our previous wins, what we know we've done before in our life and our business, what we know to be true about ourselves, how we know God or the universe has shown up for us. Those wins become our confidence to give us the courage to face bigger challenges and opportunities.
I love what you just said. That is a book by itself. And boy, it's such a missing ingredient that we just don't put it together. We don't put courage and confidence together. And I've never heard anybody describe it as beautifully as you just did, because it is like a dance between these two. And that's the impression I got. You know, usually we separate them. We want to tease them apart. But the way you described it is this beautiful dance between the two, where one really supports the other. And you're right. I mean, every one of us, I think, has gotten to a point in our life. What do we call them? Crossroads, the edge of the ledge. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Who knows? You get to that point in life and you're faced with something and you know that in your heart you want to move forward. But it's that courage that allows us to take on that new level. And I love the dynamic synergy between the both of them, because you can apply it in any way. I mean, look, I'm a horrible baker. I'm a great cook. But I can't even bake the cookies from the box that they give you. I mean, I almost put Linda's house on fire with one of those box cookie things. There are just some things about baking with me that just don't jive, but I can cook you the most delicious 7-course meal you've ever eaten without dessert. I'm going to buy the dessert. But why is that? Is it the story I'm telling myself? Is it because I'm basing this on the past? What is the reason for this that I have that story? Now, the reality is I know that I pretty much can do everything I want in my life. But yet what stops me? One, I'm not really interested in baking. So that's going to take it off the table. But how about that? I mean, seriously, right? I mean, I can buy cookies. And so what is it? What are those things that are like you, Brandon, that are in our hearts right now that we're just holding back? We're just holding back. I mean, isn't this, you know, part of what you do with your show, but even more importantly, part of what you do to help your clients get to that place that you describe, bigger changes faster. I mean, or get to the place where they understand the dynamic nature of courage and confidence. Isn't that essential to what you're bringing into the world for people to understand and then take action?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that really it is the feeling of the energy of doing something new, which is actually very scary for people. It's like a fearful energy dynamic. Talking to someone about the idea of having a hard conversation. And the truth is, hard conversations are not hard. You just move your mouth just like you do when you order a pizza or order a Dairy Queen Blizzard, okay? Like, a hard conversation is not hard. You're literally just gabbing your mouth like you do all the live long day. The only reason why we identify as it being a hard conversation is because of the energy and the fears and the worries and the doubts and the how are they going to view me and how are I going to view them and what are they going to say and are they going to agree? Are they going to disagree? That's all energy. That's all fears. All that stuff is all wrapped up into it. And so why do people not go for their dreams is because of that energy. They have resistant energy. They have fears. They have worries. They have doubts. They have all these things when actually the task itself is actually not hard. Like, I help a ton of entrepreneurs who are overcoming their fear of posting on social media, sharing who that they are. And they use all these excuses. I don't have enough time. I don't know how, technology and blah, 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 blah. That's not the case. It's really a fear of being seen because it's actually not hard. Like, if you can take a picture of your grandbaby and send it in a text message, you can do social media, right? It's not hard. It's the energy behind it. So for me, courage and confidence in what I teach is about examining the hidden paradigms and the hidden reasons and the hidden energy that causes people not to feel safe to step into that energy.
Mm. Wow. Why didn't we do an hour show here on this topic today? I don't know like what we're thinking. Brandon, we're going to be talking again. I want to thank you so much. But before we go, I want you to give us an update. What's on Brandon Foster's radar? What's on your radar, and how do people find out more about you?
Yeah. So first of all, join my Facebook group, Confident AF Mindset Practices for Badasses. Okay. There's awesome resources and stuff inside there. You can totally go to my website, BrandonRFoster.com. You can pre-order my book, Confident AF, Unleash Your Inner Badasses. And then just follow me in all the places. But I'm going to warn you, once you follow me, you're not going to be able to get away from me. Because I have a core belief, which serves any business owner, is what happens to the people you're called to serve if they can't find you?
Yeah. Well, we know what happens, don't we? But let's save that for the next show we're going to do very, very soon. Let's take a short break, everybody. We're not done. And like I said before, is that in this world we live in, there are dreams that will get crushed. They'll get stepped on. There will be people that keep asking me when I'm going to retire. I have to tell them I've retired 3 times, so this is not about that. There'll be folks that you bump into that may not believe in who you are or what you're willing to become. If you know anybody like that, that has talked to you, that has expressed that to you, that has questioned who you are, and you want to build that courage, confident muscle, you need to get a hold of Brandon. And the website, I think we told you, Brandon R, that's the letter R, foster.com. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.